Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And this week, our guest will be Sport Mod driver Doug Cook. We'll also hear from Troy from Madison Speedway, Luke from NASCO Equipment and International Steel Erectors, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now, you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Hey, this is Dave from Steverson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Cook. Doug, the first time I met your dad, Terry Cook, was at one of the first Driver 101s at Kossuth County Speedway. He is a big Mark Noble fan. Is your dad the reason you got into racing?
I grew up taking me to the races ever since I was a little tiny kid. We grew up watching sprint cars up in Jackson and Fairmont all the time. And then I've always been into cars, and I started helping Ricky Joe Smith back, I want to say, probably 25, 30 years ago. And he was one of the sponsors of him and followed him around a lot. And I just started working on the car with him. And yeah, so he had a big influence on getting me into it.
Last Thursday night was a salute to veterans at Kossuth County Speedway. What a tremendous event to be a part of, to honor those who served.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to show so pride for them guys, you know, and show them you appreciate them. I got a son now that's 19 years old, be 20 here at the end of the month, and he's a Marine. He just graduated here back in March from his boot camp, and he's going through training now. So, yeah, I mean, it means a lot to me.
And just to see the wraps on a few of those cars and see those vintage aircraft fly over, that must have been cool.
Yeah, it was definitely something to see. I mean, it's amazing what they've done down here with that event, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. Just from everything they do to the people they have come in and help sponsor that event, and just the cars that are showing up every year.
During the Salute to Veterans Night, you won your heat and went from sixth place to second in the Sport Mod feature against some very stiff competition.
Yeah, I mean, we had a really good run that night. Had a good car. We got a new car this year that we're still working on, getting the final little bugs and getting the setup right where we want it. But, yeah, it's coming around. And, you know, I thought we had something for the leader there for a while, but I mean, he ran a good race, and we just couldn't quite get around him.
The number 25 Doug Cook Sport Mod is an assault race car. Who builds assault cars, and how does that car work for you so far?
It's Randy Havlick and Tony Hoffbauer out of Story City. They've been building chassis here for a couple of years now, the assault cars. But Randy was with Victory Chassis for a lot of years there, and then they kind of went out on their own. It's working good. I mean, there's a few little minor tweaks. We're doing it every week, trying to get her exactly where I want it. But, yeah, it's definitely a really good car. And, I mean, forward bite in that car is tremendous, and it's we get her totally dialed in. She's going to be a tough car to beat.
How is the driver chassis builder communication back and forth between you guys with Assault, because I know that's an important part of getting the car to work correctly?
Oh, Randy's big. I mean, I can call him anytime we need to, and if he's not available right there, he'll get right back to me. You know, here from the start here, we had an issue with one of the bar placements on it. I noticed when we first got the car, and we decided we were going to change it. I took it down there Tuesday, and he had me back home Tuesday afternoon with it, and made the change in the chassis. And I mean, he's been phenomenal, even with setup advice and what to try next and what to do from there on. I mean, it's really great to have a guy that close to you where you can just give him a call up and he's right there to answer your questions for you.
That's great customer service.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't get that from every chassis builder out there. Randy gave me a really good deal on this car, and I'm just hoping we can perform well for him.
Your parents, Terry and Marie Cook, have a complete blast race night in Algona. They must look forward to that night all week long.
Oh, yeah, I think they do. They're huge supporters of me. I mean, even if I didn't go, they would still go. But they love watching me race. You know, they've been a big part of it and a big reason I'm in it and continue to do it. I mean, they support me 100%, and it's just phenomenal to see the smiles on their faces after we get done with a good night.
The Cookmobile is a fixture down in the pit area at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, and your dad is having a great time every time I see him driving around that pit area.
Yeah, he just loves driving around that, you know, shooting the crap with everybody, talking to everybody, just seeing all the different drivers. He's always willing to meet new people, and he's always got something to say to somebody. So, I mean, he has a great time doing that.
And something I know we talked about down in the pit area is the night we were down there, someone in the grandstand was having a hard time walking that night, and your mom came in with the golf cart and picked him up right down in front of the grandstand and drove him out to their car. I mean, racing people just go the extra mile to make sure everybody's having a good time and take care of people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, from the fans in the stands to any guys in the pit, you need a part, need help with something, they're always willing to help, you know. I mean, everybody gets into it a little bit here and there. You know, we have our confrontation, but you can turn around next week and you talk to them again and you're back racing with them and having a great time with them again.
Growing up with a racetrack close by and being able to race weekly in front of your friends, family, coworkers, and hometown fans, what does that mean to you as a driver?
Oh, I mean, that's huge. I mean, I've supported this track. I don't think I've hardly ever missed a night in the 16 years we've been racing down here. I haven't hardly ever missed a night down here in Algona. You know, I love this track. It's a fast track. They've done a lot of improvements on it and rebanked it and everything here in the last few years, and it's become a really great track. And just the fans around, they're always there to support you. They're always coming down to talk to you. I mean, it's fun to go down there and put on a show for them.
We were down to Kossuth County Speedway for the Bumblebee Nationals, which offered extra money for the Sport Mods. You led about the first 20 laps, holding off Matthew Loaf, Kobe Fett, Jared Baumeister, and Neptune Nate until the yellow came out. That had to be frustrating because I think you had them covered until that yellow came out.
Yeah, up until that second to the last yellow there, we picked up a miss in the race car. It started missing pretty bad. It was missing the whole time. And as soon as I seen that last yellow come out, I knew they were going to eat me up there because I didn't have the power we had before. You know, we were down a cylinder. Ended up finding out it was a spark plug that broke, but something must have knocked up and hit it. You know, freak deal. It's just part of racing. But, yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, we had a really good quick car that night. We started up front, and we just kept it there, and we were running away with it. And it was just too bad that last yellow had to come out, because if it didn't, I think we would have held on and won that one.
It's cool because your parents always sit right down in front of us, and it's fun to watch them. But that night, I think they were pulling their hair out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You know, because it never seems to fail. Anytime I'm out front, we always get four, five, six yellows in the night in the feature. Every time I'm out front, it seems to work that way. But that's part of racing. And this is like, this is the first time I've ever been out front that we've actually lost one at the end there. So I'm unfortunate, but happy the way the car performed that night.
Every Thursday night, you get to hang out with some real racing legends down in the pit area. Kelly Shryock, and I'm sure you grew up watching him. Kevin Opheim, George Gilland. They have a lot of laps at a lot of different racetracks, and just the history down in that pit area is really cool to be part of.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard to beat. Them guys just travel all over, been around a long, long time in racing, you know, and they've all had a lot of success, you know. I mean, to be able to get on there and just talk to them, learn from them, watch them on the track, you know, I mean, you can pick up a lot by watching some of them guys on the track, the way they drive, the way they handle different situations. I mean, it's really something else, you know. And I grew up back when Mark Noble was running down here all the time, too, and Mark was a big influence. He always told me when I first jumped in a race car, Mark told me, he said, if you can figure out and be quick at Algona, he said, you can be quick about anywhere, he said, because Algona's a tough track to drive.
Ron Reefer really seems to be doing a great job at Kossuth County Speedway. The fans come out and support the track. What awesome crowds for a Thursday night race. And it seems like a very well-run program.
Oh, yeah. He does a phenomenal job from track prep and getting people in the stands or running a quick, efficient show, you know, trying to get people out of there on a weeknight. I mean, he does a great job at it. You know, you can't really complain about anything about he does. Like I said, there's a few times everything can be done a little different, but every driver thinks something done a little bit different every time. But, yeah, he does a great job with the track down here, the freeboard down here, and all the guys they got helping them. They come in and volunteer to put this show on. You know, I mean, you got to shoot a big shout-out to each and every one of them guys.
You have to be excited for the upcoming Kossuth County Fair races, August 1st and August 3rd. That place is going to be exciting with the races and the fair going on at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's always a big draw for cars and top-notch competition from all over the state, you know, or even surrounding states. It brings out some of the best drivers down here for that. We've been close a few times and getting that big 7-foot-tall trophy, and I hope we can do it this year and pick one up.
My friend Edgar Meyer took me down in the pits during the hot lap session of the Bumblebee National night. From the grandstand, that track is really deceiving. It actually looks flat. But you get down there in the infield, and it certainly is not flat.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, it used to be tabletop pretty bad on the top side where it flattened out pretty bad on the top. But here, I don't want to say probably about 4 years ago now, they went and pulled a bunch of dirt in and totally reshaped the corners and widened them corners back up again. There's nights you're up there right up against the wall, you know. And you can run three wide there at times when the track's conducive to it. They've done a great job with that. There is quite a bit of bank in that, and it makes it really fun to drive.
Edgar also told me that 1 and 2 are different from 3 and 4, so if your car works great in 1 and 2, it might not be so good in 3 and 4.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to try to find a happy medium between them two corners. I mean, it's the one's uphill, one's downhill, you know, down the straightaways, and the other one's uphill. But, yeah, the corners, both corners drive a little different. So, I mean, it takes a little bit of different setup to try to get her nailed down to be fast on both ends.
Fans can also see the number 25 Sport Mod of Doug Cook at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa on Friday nights. How do you like Britt, and how does that track compare to Algona?
Oh, I think about the only thing that's really compares to that is I run the same gear between here and there. But, yeah, I mean, they're totally two different driving styles for both tracks there. And them guys over there do a great job on track prepping over there. We'd like to be able to get over there a lot more than what we do. We probably hit half the races over there this year, or a little more of them. And we definitely hit all their specials. But, I mean, it's one of them things where we race Thursday night. I work all day Friday, and I got a stepdaughter who plays AAU basketball. And so, I mean, it's not where I can always get over there every week. But, you know, definitely when we try, when we get in, we make it over there.
What was your opinion on the backstretch wall?
I thought when I first saw the pictures of it and first saw it, I thought it was going to be a possible problem with guys, you know, running the high side over there, because you dropped a tire off that or it really sucked you out there. But I don't know if they re-cornered that just a little bit, but it hasn't been an issue at all yet. I don't think anytime I've been over there, I've seen anybody come close to it. So I think they're doing a great job over there.
It also keeps people out of that guy's cornfield.
Yeah, the cornfield kind of got moved back. That's just all there was a lot of nights where a lot of guys went over there when that was a cornfield out there and come back to the track with corn hanging off their cars. But, yeah, I mean, they do a great job over there. And like I said, that fence, it kind of made you guys think about it once, but after we got over there and run it, it hasn't been an issue. I mean, it was a good addition to the track.
There is a huge weekend coming up for Hancock County Speedway in Britt, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. How have you done at the Night of 1,000 Stars and Night of 10,000 Stars races in the past?
Well, I think last year we finished second both first two nights of that big show over there. We went all three nights. We've never won one over there during that, but we've had probably four or five second-place finishes and a lot of top fours during that event.
You also have traveled to Boone and raced this year. Are you ready for the Super Nationals, or are you ever ready for the Super Nationals?
Oh, I think a guy's ready for the Super Nationals from April on. The first time you get the car out, it's something you look forward to. You know, we've had good success down there, and I love that track. If it was just closer to me on a weekly show, I'd probably run down there a lot more than I do.
What is your most memorable night so far in your sport mod?
Oh, I think every night's a memorable night, but I'd have to say 2017, when we won opening night of the Super Nationals and sat on the pole down there. That was a huge, we went the whole year without picking up a feature win. A lot of second and third place finishes that year weren't quite there. We went down there and won the heat, you know, from starting fairly deep in the field. And then we had a good draw. We started like fourth in that A, or third or fourth in that A, and about five or six laps in, we got the lead and held on the whole time. You know, we had a great battle with Nate Whitehurst there side by side for many laps up until the end of there. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment to go down there and put her in the show, but let alone on the pole for the first night. There's not too many guys could say they've ever sat on the pole at the IMCA Super Nationals. So that's a big, big thing for me.
I think everyone in Algona has a Steve Crapp story. We had the chance to sit next to him down at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction ceremony a few years ago at a table with him telling old racing stories, and I ended up buying the rear spoiler down at the Algona fundraiser auction that says, "You've just been passed by a piece of crap."
Oh, I probably got all kinds of them. Steve's a great guy. He helped me out a ton early in my career. He used to build my motors for me. Boy, just all the stories just from back when, you know, he was started working on all these guys' car, you know, these like Jim Utz and all them guys and Shot Snyders and all them guys from years and years ago. There's so many stories that Steve's told and I've heard from him. And I used to spend a lot of time down at his shop back years ago when we first getting into this. And, you know, I told Steve, I said, oh, he was a great job. He actually put us into a top five down at Super Nationals in 2012 with one of his motors. We went down there. We were definitely underfunded team. We're running on half-tread tires, basically bald tires, and we put her in the show from like 28th to 3rd in a qualifier, and we end up finishing 5th in the big dance with his motor, man. That was one proud moment for him to have a car with one of his motors down there sitting there, sitting on Super Nationals in the top five. He always called my, I don't know if I say this on the radio or not, but he always called my old race cars I had because I never had a new one. They were always everybody else's old washed-up cars. They were always called the boxes, is what he called them. And then we had the crappy motors in them, so they kind of fit, and they worked, and they were quick together.
Your rear spoiler, if you don't live it, then you don't understand it. I think that is really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of people are into racing or huge about racing. And then there's people out there that don't quite understand what racing's all about. I mean, to me, it's all about the family, the friends. And the friends you make down there are like family. I mean, it's just huge. I mean, if you don't actually live it, you don't understand the time and effort we put into these things and the support you get from everybody around you. Like I said, even guys that you might quarrel with them one night, get into them, or they might get into you. You might spat about it. Next week, you're back talking. I mean, that's just huge. It's just something. There's no words. I can't even describe the feeling you get when you're out there and you're hanging out with all them guys.
And that's what I see wherever I go, no matter what track it is. The guys park in the same spot every single week, park next to the same people every single week, might be their direct competitor in their division, but if something happens to that guy's car, they're over helping out just as much as his own pit crew, and everybody's working together, and when winter comes, you're looking forward to the next race day in the spring so you can see everybody again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, some of these guys, you see them every week, all summer long, if not a couple times a week, and then you go all winter during non-racing season, and some of them you don't see for a long time again until the races start again. And I mean, everybody is, whether it's a competitor on you, a class next to you or around you, or anybody that's pitting with you. You need a part, they're there to loan it to you. You need a hand, they're there to give you a hand. It's just a big family is what racing is.
It's hard to imagine, Doug, that the racing season in your area is actually rapidly coming to an end. Mid-August in Hancock County Speedway in Britt will be closed, and mid-August, Kossuth County Speedway in Algona will be closed for the season. What specials can fans see you run this fall?
Oh, and here come the first part of August, we're definitely going to head to Deer Creek to the Harris Clash. Event we had planned to go up there last year. You know, Deer Creek's been on my bucket list, one of the tracks I definitely want to hit. I've been up there quite a few times and watched races up there, but never actually had a car on the track, and we had an unfortunate incident where we had pretty severe damage to the car right before that race last year and didn't make it up there, but we're definitely going to make it this year, and then I think we'll probably hit Marshalltown at the end of the year and a couple other specials around, you know, after Super Nationals, but we'll definitely hit Super Nationals for sure. I go down there for the whole week.
Doug, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the Dirt Show, and I highly encourage any fans heading out to the tracks to keep an eye on that number 25 Sport Mod driven by Doug Cook, and thanks for being with us here on the show.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And don't forget to visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win a brand new torch red 2019 Z06 Corvette, which will be given away Saturday night, August 10th, during this year's NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade full synthetic oil and high performance lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then, every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Troy from Madison Speedway. And Troy, the first thing I have to say to you is thank you for your patience. Out of all of the tracks that I carry stats on or all of the series, you had the toughest start to the season. I can't imagine being a promoter and putting up with the weather you just saw this year.
It's been interesting. I mean, we've gotten half of our shows in is what we've gotten so far for the year.
And it seems like we're in one of those patterns now that it gets nice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the weekend rolls around. Here we go again.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like again for this week. I think the rain has been pushed back till Sunday now, so we'll see what happens.
And as a promoter, it's so tough to make a call. If you make a call and it doesn't rain or it clears off, then everybody's thinking, well, why couldn't we race? But then as a promoter's standpoint, if they're saying 50, 60% chance of rain the day before, it's already hurting your numbers for car count and people in the stands.
Yeah, true. And big thing a lot of people don't realize is the racing surface is probably okay, but it's where you're going to park everybody is one of our big problems.
Troy, you'll be racing tonight at Madison Speedway, and this cooler, less humid weather is going to have a great effect on car count and fan count.
Yeah, it'll help the fan count for sure. I know I had a driver tell me one time in the past when it was hot and humid, and I said I was debating about racing this weekend, and he said, wow, us racers will show up anytime and race. You got to worry about what your fans want to do. So you got to kind of think of that too, you know, if you're going to get anybody in the stands and how that's going to work.
Now, you do have a 2-week period where the track is off, Saturday, August 3rd and Saturday, August 10th, and then you come back with 6 great nights of racing.
Yeah, it's going to be a big push towards the end, the last part of the year. We got a lot of bigger shows scheduled in, and it'll be interesting.
It's hard to believe August 17th, August 24th are your last two nights of the regular season, and then you go right into a Monday Labor Day event. Are you going to have some special classes during that show?
Actually, the Monday Labor Day event is the final points night for WSOTA, so that will be a regular season show. We generally don't do anything different other than race on Labor Day for that one. Then we turn around and race that following Sunday, which is a big one. It's kind of a rare deal. It's our county fair, which is kind of different in Minnesota. There's fairs after the state fair, but that's the way our county does it.
It doesn't get much more exciting than having the county fair going on plus races, and it brings in a lot of new fans that may not come any other time of the year.
That's true. We get a lot of people that, oh, we didn't know you raced here. This is our 40th year the track has been going, and we still find people that didn't know we raced.
And you are going to end the season with the Madtown Showdown, Friday, September 27th, and Saturday, September 28th, a 2-day show, and that should be exciting, and you'll get a lot of extra cars 2 days in a row.
Yes, this will be our 4th year doing it now. And it's been good car count for the showdown. Our biggest challenge there is the weather. Last year, I think we had highs of like 45 for the weekend, so everybody endured the cold weather. But it was good turnout. Good racing, good turnout.
And next weekend, we'll be talking to driver DJ Tesh about the limited late model series at your track. That has really grown since you added that series.
Yes, it has. It's been a good thing for us, and a bunch that had the cars approached us and they wanted us to try to figure out a way to get them into Madison. We did, and it's been a good thing.
And those cars are cool. They sound great, and they're fun to watch from a fan perspective.
Well, from a common fan perspective, to look at the car, they look like the regular Wasota late models, but they're restricted on motor, and the shocks is about the major difference on the car. So to the novice fan, they look like a true late model, and they go just about as fast as a true late model, too.
And depending on the track conditions, those guys are able to use all of their horsepower without spinning their tires.
Very true. Very true, yep. Because we've been to a couple late model shows where some of the guys have ran with their limited in there, and they've, depending on the track, they've been very competitive.
Troy, if they'd like to find out more about Madison Speedway or more about something on your schedule that they want to attend, what's the best way to do that?
I would say go to our website. We keep that updated all the time. We have a Facebook page. Our website page is Madison Speedway MN. Everybody that knows how to do Facebook, they can find us real easy. That's updated all the time.
Troy, thanks for your patience earlier this season, and hope you have a great end to your year. Thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Aero Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Aero Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time, and then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And we've had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing on our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year, so we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you used the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But, Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for Hornaday race cars, so I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Access doors are a pivotal component of your business. Whether you operate a factory, repair shop, commercial garage, fabrication facility, restaurant, or warehouse, undependable doors obstruct the smooth flow of your operation. Powerlift doors adapt to all opening sizes and will easily meet your special operational requirements. The straightforward, clean Powerlift design eliminates the myriad of moving parts found in ordinary doors. We offer a range of auxiliary power systems to ensure your Powerlift door operates seamlessly in the face of power outages and other emergencies. Working together with you, we will create the Powerlift solution best suited to the demands of your enterprise. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Luke from NASCO Equipment and International Steel Erectors. And Luke, your current ad talks about service. And what we want to encourage farmers is not to pull up with that first semi-load of grain and hit the button and wonder why their dryer is not engaging or their grain system isn't working. Right now, you guys are making service calls to make sure that kind of stuff is taken care of.
Yeah, what we'd like to do is pre-season check on grain dryers and legs and all the equipment, just make sure everything's running smooth so we can have a smooth harvest.
And when you go check a dryer or you go check a grain system, what are some of the major things that you're finding? What are some of the things that you check first? Because initially, they're probably the problem.
Well, we like to check any belts or bearings and make sure they're getting fuel and spark. And those are the biggest things, but check out to make sure everything's going to operate smoothly.
Fans that have been on the Dirt Show website have seen photos of this really cool helicopter, and NASCO Equipment and International Steel Erectors donated their time and their equipment to help with this Veterans Memorial in Fairmont. How did you get involved with that? And that looked like a really cool day when that arrived.
Yeah, that was a really neat project. The Martin County Veterans Memorial contacted me here in Fairmont, and he came in and met with me and asked if we would be able to unload a helicopter they had coming in. And we were honored to be part of that project, and we're happy to do it. It was really a neat thing. They stopped and decorated the trailer and helicopter when they came into Fairmont, and it arrived at the airport, and they did a little ceremony, and we were able to unload it off the trailer for them.
And I didn't realize how big a helicopter that was until you see people standing next to it and you see it on a semi. That was a huge helicopter.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot bigger than I thought it would be, and it's going to be really neat. They want to restore it and then eventually get it out onto Winnebago Avenue in Fairmont and then get it restored and set it up out there. So that'll be exciting when that's done.
Farmers that are checking into extra grain storage for this fall, or they need work done on their grain system, how has this weather affected you? Because I can't imagine trying to get into a job site.
It's been a struggle since the spring this year. Just wet and rainy and windy. And then a couple weeks ago, we had all the heat. Now it's really nice working right now, but just hope we get a few days without rain.
You have two locations to serve your clients even better. If they'd like to get a hold of you at NASCO Equipment in Fairmont or International Steel Erectors in Owatonna, what is the best way to do that to have their systems checked out for harvest season?
If they want to get a hold of us in Fairmont, our number is 507-235-9506. And then our Owatonna location number is 507-451-3448, or they can visit us on the web at isei.co.
Luke, thanks for all you do, and thanks for getting involved with the Veterans Project down in Martin County.
Thank you. Napa Know
How. This month at Napa, when you buy a 5-quart jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $24.99, we're making a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which means your purchase makes a difference. So do some good and get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic for just $24.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/19.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at cookiesbbq.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers, heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at cookiesbbq.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
When you think of summertime in Minnesota, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, we say bring it on, because our trained technicians will get your vehicles ready for the heat, plus recharge your AC system for season-long comfort.
Contact your locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic today and make sure you and your vehicle keep your cool this summer at 451-1950.
Welcome back to the special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, I have to tell you, my wife made a batch of potato salad for a picnic last weekend and used some flavor enhancer in there for seasoning. What a great idea that was. It was tremendous. And you also have a recipe for calico beans. What a great recipe for an upcoming family reunion.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Clay, that calico bean thing, I just make a meal out of them, and then I try to make a big enough batch so there's some left over, because I'll tell you what, cold or just warm them up a little bit in the next day or two, boy, they're tasty. The one I like to use, if they got a pen and pencil handy, well, I just grab it now. Otherwise, just shoot me an email, speed@cookiesbbq.com, and just say calico bean recipe, and I'll shoot it back to them if they don't want to take the time to write it down or don't have everything right there if they're driving or something. And just mention something Clean in there so that when I sort my emails, I'll pick it up. But what I do is take a large can of Bush's pork and beans. They're like a 28-ounce size can. And then a can of red kidney beans, half pound of bacon, 2/3 cup cookies, sweet hickory barbecue sauce, 3/4 cup brown sugar, and 3 tablespoons of Spin Blend salad dressing. Now, if you can't find Spin Blend, you can use Miracle Whip, but Spin Blend works a lot better. It's got more flavor to it and isn't as greasy. 1 can of butter beans, 1.5 pounds of ground beef, 2 tablespoons of chopped up onion, chop it pretty fine, and 2 tablespoons of a spicy mustard, like a Dijon or any one of those spicier mustards. If you live in the territory where you can get that Denison mustard, that works perfect for it too. And then 1/4 cup of ketchup. And what you do is you brown the ground beef down with the onion and drain it and set it aside. Fry the bacon and drain it. And then mix the ground beef, bacon with all the other ingredients, you know, in a large bean casserole or anything that's ovenable. And you don't drain the pork and beans. Leave the juice with them. And bake it at 250 degrees for about 2-2.5 hours. And boy, all you need is a little tossed salad, loaf of fresh homemade bread to go along with it, and you can just sit back and relax and beat off the other people. If you haven't filled your plate full yourself, beat off the other people so you get your plate full first and then let them have at it.
Speed, what would the Iowa State Fair be without Cookies barbecue sauces and seasonings? August 8th through the 18th, you'll be there.
Yep. You betcha. Well, make sure you stop by, Clayne, and all the listeners out there, too. If you get down to the State Fair, we're located right inside the Grand Avenue Gate on the west end, and we're just right on the south side of Grand Avenue when you come in that west gate. but just stop by the Cookies trailer and say, hey, I've listened to you and Clayne about enough, and I know I'm full of BS, which is brown sugar, baking soda, or barbecue sauce.
Speed, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clayne. See you, buddy.
Hey, you in the truck. Looks nice, but looks like every other one. Bring it into Auto Trim Design. Let us help you make it your own. Running boards, chrome accents, dress up your vehicle. Make your work truck with bed liners, trailer hitches, and toppers. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Misgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Misgan.com.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlett's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see Chris Stangler. StanglersCustoms.com.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Chris Martin, driver of the number 44 Wing Sprint Car. And Chris, we were just sitting here reminiscing a little bit about some racing history, and we were down at the Des Moines Fairgrounds for the very last Sprint Invader race at the fairgrounds, and just looking around the grandstand that night, I don't think a lot of people realize that was the very last night they were ever going to see sprint cars at that historic track, and you pulled it out that night. It was great to watch. What are your memories of that very final night?
Honestly, it gives me a few goosebumps still. You know, it was pretty cool just being 20 minutes right north of there, so I was kind of a hometown boy, and I had all my family and my girlfriend and friends all there, and it was very special, and I hate to see the track go, honestly. It was very fun, but at least we have a very good last memory of it.
We were just over at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. They had the top five drivers in USAC National Points over there for an interview session. And it's so fun to see how excited those guys are to be in sprint car country here in Knoxville, Iowa. You know, it's a little different for them. They were talking about wings versus non-wings. And some of those guys have some experience. And they said it's really helped them carry momentum and even pick up the speed in the wingless cars. How is it hanging out in the pits this weekend at the Corn Belt Nationals with those guys?
Honestly, I feel really outnumbered, but no, it's really cool to see all this different type of racing. We don't see it much around here. Here in the Midwest, it's mainly just wing sprint cars, so it's really cool and unique to see this different type of racing at this track.
Last night, I had my eyes focused on you, and I thought when they drop this flag, I'm going to watch Chris pass about five cars, and it didn't work out quite that well.
We were on a mission, but the mission ended a little abruptly. But we got everything fixed up and put back together, and we regrouped, and we're ready to hit it hard tonight.
Chris, thank you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
When it comes to adventure, you always want more. And the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 is built to give you more. More power thanks to a 999cc engine. More performance from a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission with paddle shifters. And more fun with Honda's quick-flip seating system that lets you go from a 3-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin and check out the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, July 18th, it was Salute to Veterans Night at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona. In the A Modifieds, it was Nick Meyer over Kelly Shryock. In the B Modifieds, Josh Appel over Doug Cook. In the Hobby Stocks, Zach Schmidt over Cody Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Lucas Parsons. In the Stock Cars, it was Kelly Shryock over Brian Blessington. KRA Speedway in Wilmer was also racing last Thursday night, July 18th. In the A Modifieds, Dan Ebert over Don Eichens. In the B Modifieds, David Swearingen over Jason Hoffman. In the Mod 4s, Jamie Flicklinger over Matt Halls. In the Pier Stocks, Joe Martin over Derek Zizey. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Peter Martin. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Eric Riley. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dexton Cook. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 19th. In the A-Modifieds, Brady Gertis over Jason Thonas. In the B-Modifieds, Matt Baker over Shane Howell. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over Cole Schill. In the Economy Late Models, Ben Walden over Brad Staples. In the Hornets, Austin Lammers over Daniel Hardish. And in the Street Stocks, Johnny Carter over Eric Riley. Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota was also racing last Friday night, July 19th. In the Outlaw Mini Mods, Michael Bryant over Nathan Kilwine. In the B Modifieds, Calvin Iverson over Kylie Kath. In the Pier Stocks, Brady Kronberg over Troy Moss. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Aaron Reimers. In the Street Stocks, Zach Elward over Corey Adams. In the USRA B Mods, Caden Kath over Noah Grinstead. And in the USRA Modifieds, Josh Angst over Brandon Davis. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, July 19th. In the A Modifieds, Nick Meyer over Troy Swearingen. In the B Modifieds, Autumn Anderson over Colby Fett. In the Hobby Stocks, Drew Bargloff over Cody Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Jade Lang. And in the Stock Cars, Matt Speckman over Kelly Shryock. They were also racing at Jackson Motorplex last Friday night, July 19th. In the 305 Wing Sprint Cars, Eric Armdahl over Bill Johnson. In the 360 Non-Wing Sprint Cars, Brandon Halverson over Clinton Bruns. And in the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Wayne Johnson over Thomas Kennedy. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was racing last Saturday night, July 20th. In the A-Modified A-Main, Jason Thonez over Brady Gertis. In the B-Modifieds, Tom Silver over Brendan Blazek. In the Super Dirt Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Ben Walden. In the Street Stocks, Brian Crandall over Travis Scott. And in the Super Stocks, Matt Miller over Trevor Surr. Ogilvy Raceway was racing last Saturday night, July 20th. In the A-Modified 20-lap A-Main, Jeremy Nelson over Dan Ebert. In the B-Modifieds, Jason Vandekamp over Jeremy Nelson. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Justin Pagones. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Servatny over Carter Ryland. In the Street Stocks, Dustin Doty over Sam Bankhauser. Granite City Speedway was racing last Sunday night, July 21st. In the A-Modified 20-lap A-Main, Clayton Wagaman over Dennis Check. In the B-Modifieds, Matt Baker over Mark Martini. In the Mod 4s, Robert Holquist over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Corey Merworth over Nate Servatny. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Jim Gullickson. And Tuesday night, July 23rd at Hancock County Speedway at the Hancock County Fair, it was the Dirt Nights Touring Series. In the A-Modified 30-lap A-Main, Richie Gustin over Colin Hibden. In the IMCA Sport Mod A-Main, one of the best races I've seen the entire season, Colby Fett taking the checkered flag over Jonathan Logue. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Cody Nielsen over his brother Brandon Nielsen. And in the stock cars, the 21K, a Kyle Brown over Andrew Borchert.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.